Barb Hiltz is the executive director of the Cancer Support Community of Greater Ann Arbor. Barb, why is it important to have resources for everyone who's affected by cancer, not only for those who have cancer?
Well, we know that cancer doesn't just affect that one person who's been diagnosed with cancer. It affects everyone else who's in that person's life, in their system. So that includes spouses and caregivers and friends and family and children, that whole network of people who are touched.
How does cancer affect that network?
Well, interestingly, cancer affects that network of people in much the same way that it affects the person who has cancer. When you're thinking about psychosocial, psychological and socially, people who are in that person's sphere also have higher rates of depression. They have higher rates of anxiety. They feel similarly socially isolated because of what they're going through.
So what do you do to help people?
The Cancer Support Community really is about building a community of support, as the name says, bringing people together to support one another through this journey that they have that is similar. And we do that through support groups. We do that through education. We do that through stress management and exercise activities like cooking groups and exercise programs such as yoga or tai chi, meditation classes. So a whole host of ways, but they all focus around bringing people together to support each other through that journey.
Now, you're talking about psychosocial treatment or treating the psychological and the social effects of cancer. Some people might call this treating the whole person. Why is that important?
Well, this kind of psychological and social support that the Cancer Support Community provides really is a key piece of cancer care. And I think often we don't think of it that way. We think about medical treatment as being what's needed through cancer. And interestingly, about the same time that we opened in 2007, the Institute of Medicine came out with a great report called Cancer Care for the Whole Patient. And they said that we have to stop thinking about it that way. We have to stop thinking about cancer treatment as cancer care and start thinking about this kind of psychosocial support as being a key part in people's cancer care.
Finally, what can people do to help folks who have cancer?
Be there, listen, and I think know that everyone's journey through cancer is really different. It may be that that time with a new diagnosis is the hardest time, but it may not be. It may be another time. It may be, you know, 6 months down the road when things are just starting to pile up and fall behind. It may be that the hardest time for them is after cancer treatment is done and there's this expectation that things will be back to normal. And it doesn't necessarily feel back to normal. So I think being there, listening, and not putting how you think it would be for you as an expectation on how it should be for them.
Thank you for coming in to talk with me today.
Thanks for having me.